Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing on to the second parak of Maseches Nazir, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. So these Mishnayos talk about someone who makes a Neder Nazirus with regard to items that are mutter to a Nazir. So, meaning in the previous parak, we spoke about someone who takes a Neder Nazirus where he says he's a Nazir from grape seeds or grape peels or things like that. Now we're going to talk about someone who takes a Neder Nazirus, Hareini Nazir, Minat Grogros, Minat Dveila, I'm a Nazir from dried figs or from pressed figs. There's no problem with a Nazir eating dried figs or pressed figs. So Beshami Amram Nazir, Beshami says he's still a Nazir. Because once he says Hareini Nazir, we stop it right there, right? And we ignore the second half of his sentence where he said that it has something to do with figs. Ubeisilam Ainu Nazir. Beisil says, nah, he's not a Nazir. He's trying to say something related to figs, and figs have nothing to, we can't cut the statement in half. It's a single unit, and Nazirus has nothing to do with figs. So it's Dvarim Betalim that he's saying. Even when Beis Shammai says that he actually becomes a Nazir, that's only for someone who says that the fig should be like a korban to him, meaning Beis Shammai agree that the person is not a Nazir, but if he says that he meant to asr figs to him like a korban, so he's really trying to take a neder that asrs figs on himself. Beis Hillel says, no, he's even allowed to eat figs, because the whole declaration that he made is silliness. It doesn't mean anything. Moving on to Mishnah Beis. So some unusual cases. The first case, a person's cow is lying on the ground and doesn't want to get up. So the owner tries to make it stand, and he talks to himself about a conversation that he imagines having with his cow. I guess, you know, before you had television, this is how people entertain themselves. So Amar, Amra Parazu, if a guy says, this cow said, Hareini Nazira Imamedas Ani, I refuse to stand up and I will become a Nazir if I do stand up. And I say, on the contrary, I'll become a Nazir from this cow if it does not stand up. And then the cow stood up on its own. Amar Hadela Sazeh, or a similar case, there was a jammed door. A person said, this door said, Hareini Nazir im niftachani, that I'll be a Nazir if I open up. And I say, no, I'll be a Nazir if the door doesn't open. And then the door opens on its own. Beishami Om Nazir, Beishami says he's a Nazir, even though there's no such thing as Nazirus from a cow, from a door. So he becomes a real full-fledged Nazir, and he's not allowed to drink wine. Beishami understands that the person means that he'll be a Nazir if he doesn't raise the cow or open the door. So since he's not the one that did that, the cow, he didn't raise the cow or open the door, he should become a Nazir. Even though there's no such thing as a Nazir from a cow or a door, Beis Shammai is following their Shita in the last Mishnah, that if the person says Hareini Nazir, and then he says something that has nothing to do with Nazirus, we just accept the Hareini Nazir part. So when he said Hareini Nazir from the cow or from the Delas, we assume that he meant to just be a regular Nazir, but he immediately tried to retract that and back out by saying, from the cow. But we do ignore that second half of his sentence. Beis Hillel says he's not a Nazir because there's no such thing as being a Nazir from a cow or from a door, so it's absolutely meaningless. And even Beis Shammai, who says that it's a valid Nazirus, should agree in this case, because he accepted Nazirus on the condition that the cow would not stand up, and the cow did stand up. So how do we even explain Shittas Beis Shammai? So Rabbi Yehuda comes along and explains Beis Shammai differently. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Af Kshamar Beis Shammai, even when Beis Shammai said that it's an effective declaration, Lo Amar El Bamar Hare Parazu Alai Karban Imam Medasi, he only meant to say that if the guy said that this parah should be like a karban to me, meaning the guy's not a Nazir, but the cow is taka going to be usher to him, like a korban would be usher to him. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Aleph, we said if a guy takes a neder and a zirus from grogros and from devela, Beis Shammai says that's a valid kabbalas and zirus, and Beis Hillel says no, it's not, because that has nothing to do with the zirus. And Rabbi Yehuda understood Beis Shammai to mean not that the guy actually becomes a nazir, but that grogros and devela become usher to him as a korban. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said if a guy has some unusual conversation with himself that he imagines having had with his cow or with his door, that they're saying that they're going to be a Nazir if they get up, if they stand up, or if they open up. And then he says, no, I'll be a Nazir if you don't. And then they open up on their own. So Beis Shammai says that he is a Nazir. And Beis Hillel says he is not a Nazir. And again, Rabbi Yehuda explains that even Beis Shammai, who says that he is a Nazir, doesn't really mean he's a Nazir. Just means that what he said was not Dvarim Betalim. And he actually assured the cow and the door to himself like a korban. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel.